Hello and welcome to the podcast today. We are doing something new. We are going to learn about the ancestor of a celebrity. So I wanted to start out with none other than Taylor Swift, who is quite popular right now. I wouldn't call myself a Swiftie, but my six-year-old daughter probably is. I don't know. Taylor Swift is pretty awesome. She's done amazing things. She has her tour that's going on right now is incredible and has brought in loads of money. And I just think she's an amazing person. Writing her own songs and producing and everything that she does is quite impressive. So I thought I would start with her, learning about one of her ancestors. So she does write music, and some of her music, she's included information about her ancestors. There's her grandma, Marjorie, who was an opera singer. We've heard a lot about her. But as I just started looking into her family tree, I was drawn to one line and started learning about them. And at the end of this, it's just a little interesting about this family line that actually is pretty well known, but I didn't know that until after I had started researching them. So I'm going to share some slides and some photos and information about Taylor's ancestors, and I hope that you'll love it. So follow along and let's get started. Okay, if you are on YouTube, you'll be able to see the slides and see the things that I'm sharing. If you're just listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see the things. So go to YouTube and check it out to see more details about Taylor Swift's ancestors. So here's the family tree that I started for Taylor Swift. And you can see I just started building out this line. Her grandmother, Rose Douglas. We're going to learn about her grandfather, Charles C.A. Baldy. Okay. So Taylor's great-great-great-grandfather, Charles Carmine Antonio Baldy, was born in Italy. He was born on the 2nd of December, 1862, in the small village of Castelnuova Salento in the province of Salerno, Italy. Now, I apologize to all the Italians because I'm probably saying all of these names wrong, but I'm doing my best. He was the oldest child born to Vito Baldy and Rosa Galzerano. So these are some images of that town, Castelnuovo Salento, where he was born. So to help locate and read records about the Baldy family, I asked genealogist Amanda Laterra to help, and she located Carmine Antonio Baldy's birth record, so Taylor's second great-grandfather. It's hard to read, but it says that he was born on the 2nd of December, 1862, to Mother Rosa Galzerano, age 21, and Vito Baldy, age 21, was a carpenter. And Vito, so Taylor's third great-grandfather, signed the record. So here is his signature, Taylor's third great-grandfather at the age of 21. So this is kind of cool to have his signature because that shows that he could write. A lot of people at that time couldn't write and signed with an X. So Vito and Rosa had three more sons, Virgilio, Fioravanti, and Gerino, before Vito and his two eldest sons left for America in 1877. So Rosa was left at home with their two youngest sons, age 7 and 2, and Vito, Carmine, and Virgilio came to the U.S. in 1877. So here's Vito. He's listed as being 41, but this was just 14 years after Carmine was born. So he would have been somewhere between the ages of 35 and 41. So who knows? Sometimes they didn't seem to keep track of how old they were very well back then. So his age could have been either wrong on the birth record of Carmine or wrong here. So somewhere around that. And then Carmine was recorded as being 12, but he would have been 14. And he would actually have been turning 15 just the next month. So his age wasn't recorded correctly, but that's a common thing of the time that ages were not remembered exactly for some reason or recorded exactly. And then Virgilio would have been 10 when they came to the United States. And Vito's occupation here was listed as laborer. They were from Italy, obviously. They traveled on the SS England from Liverpool. Here's a picture of what that ship looked like, and this journey would have taken them about 2 weeks. There was accommodation for 80 first class passengers on the ship and 800 steerage passengers, but on this trip, there were only 97 steerage passengers, at least according to the passenger list, and 25 first class. They were in the steerage passengers, and there was only 8 of the passengers were Italian. The rest were from other countries like Germany, Norway, Sweden, Iceland, England, Ireland, and the U.S. So it's likely that Vito had gone back to Italy, so this is Carmine's father, by 1880, because here is the 1880 census, and he is not found there. So here are the three brothers, Carmine and Virgilio, who's 17 and 13, and then Fioravanti was there, and he was age 11, so he must have come sometime between 1877 and 1880, maybe by himself, maybe with other family members. We don't know for sure. We couldn't find that passenger list. But I'm sure this was a difficult beginning for the Baldi brothers. Carmine's occupation was listed as fruit vendor, and Virgilio and Fioravanti as boot black, which means they polish shoes to earn money. So they were living in South Philadelphia at the time. The number of Italians in Philadelphia skyrocketed from only 516 in the 1870 census to 18,000 by 1900. And it just continued to grow in that area. So they were part of that surge of Italians that immigrated to the Philadelphia area. Here's a photo of Market Street, Philadelphia. This is more north than where they were living, but it just gives an idea of what it would look like at the time. This was in 1880, the time of that census, when Carmine was a fruit vendor and his two younger brothers were boot blacks or boot shiners. By 1886, Carmine went by Charles. You can see his name here, Charles C.A. Baldi. Charles is the Americanized version of Carmine, I assume. And so he went by Charles, and he was married to Louise Sobernheimer on the 15th of February, 1886. So they were both residents of Manayunk. Not sure if I'm saying that place right, which is a neighborhood in North Philadelphia. And this is the church where they were married, the First Presbyterian Church in Manayunk, and it's on the corner of Baker Street and DuPont Street. It's still standing today. There's also a record of Vito and Rosa, so that's these Baldi brothers' parents, coming to the United States in 1894 after their fifth son was born in 1886. So the son is not listed with them, so they likely just came for a visit. Charles and his brothers were shown as traveling to Italy several times to visit their parents, so they stayed in contact. Vito must have come and then gone back to Italy. And there are times when the brothers showed that they were visiting their mother or parents. So by 1900, Charles and Louise had 7 children, all of which lived to adulthood. Taylor's great-grandmother, Louisa, was their second youngest child, born in 1896. So you can see the 7 and 7 here. That means that Louise had 7 children and 7 were still living at the time. And here is Louisa. This is Taylor Swift's great-grandmother. In 1900, Charles's occupation was undertaker, and they lived on Green Lane in Manayunk, Philadelphia. In 1910, Charles and Louise were living in this 7-bedroom, 4,700-square-foot house with their 7 children. There could have been other families also living there. It looks like on the 1920 census, there was another family living there possibly. But this is where they lived, and Charles was a real estate broker. Then 10 years later, they were still living in the same house, and he was a private banker. By 1930, his wife had passed away, and he was living in the same house with his daughter Louise and her husband and 3 children, including Rose, age 9, who's seen here, who is Taylor Swift's grandmother. So the Italian influence was likely strong with Taylor Swift's grandmother Rose and their family. So you can see here's Charles C.A. Baldi, who's the head, his daughter Louise Douglas, his son Joseph Baldi was also still living there. He's 36, single. And then we have Charles G. Douglas, son-in-law. So he's married to Louise. And then their Charles' grandson, Louise's granddaughter, and Rose's granddaughter, who is Taylor Swift's grandmother. So this is a photo of Charles in his passport application in 1923. Him and his brothers became prosperous in the Philadelphia area, building businesses in banking, real estate, and undertaking. And then Charles Carmine Baldy died suddenly 3 days after Christmas in 1930. And this is a newspaper article about him, and I'm just going to read some of that. Says Charles C.A. Baldy, publisher, member of the Board of Education, businessman, and leader of the Italian colony here for many years, died suddenly at his apartment yesterday at the age of 68. Besides publishing L'Opinion, Italian daily newspaper, Baldy was interested in many other business enterprises. He was president of the first Italian exchange bank, which he organized, and president of CCA Baldy Brothers and Company Real Estate and Insurance. He also was interested in the coal and undertaking business. So he became quite prosperous, starting just as a fruit vendor at the age of 17 in Philadelphia, growing to start a newspaper, start an Italian bank, and starting other companies with his brothers. So it's quite amazing what he built. I'm sure that Taylor inherited some of that business mindset. So when I was looking up this Charles Baldy online, I found quite a lot of information about him. Charles and his brothers played such an influential role in the Italian community in Philadelphia. There's a lot available online to learn about him and his experience in the U.S. This book, Philadelphia's King of Little Italy, was written by Taylor Swift's grandmother's brother with the help from Taylor's uncle, Douglas Baldy Swift. So we were able to learn one thing that wasn't known. And specifically in the book, it says that Vito's occupation is a mystery. And that is one of the things that the genealogist Amanda Letero was able to find from those birth records. His occupation was listed as carpenter for both the record of Carmine, who was Charles Carmine, and his brother Virgilio. So we were able to learn that one thing thanks to Amanda Letera, the genealogist that helped with this. Taylor Swift comes from a long line of people that did amazing things, including this Charles Carmine Antonio Baldy, who came from Italy, started as a fruit vendor, was able to build quite a large business and empire with his brothers. So I think it's quite interesting to see how now his third great granddaughter is doing even bigger things, and I think it's quite a testament to his ingenuity and ability to build and start things to help people in his community. So I hope that was enjoyable for you. If you have any people that you're wanting me to look into their ancestry, any celebrities that you think would be interesting to see, you know, what some of their roots have been and what might have influenced who they are today, feel free to let me know. I'd like to thank again the genealogist that helped with this episode, Amanda Letera. She specializes in Italian research. She lives in Italy, so she can do research for you locally in the towns that your ancestors lived in if needed. You can visit her website, LateraAncestry.com. That's L-A-T-E-R-R-A Ancestry.com. And the link will be in the show notes. And here is a tip from Amanda about researching Italian ancestors. There's a website that I will put in the show notes that you can use when you have the surname of your ancestor and are looking for a town that they might have originated in. Or if you have a document but can only decipher a few letters of the surname, this website provides options with only a short sequence of letters, no matter their location in the surname. So then you can find possible surnames for your ancestors. Or if you want to locate an ancestral town by using two surnames, to find towns where both surnames exist. So very cool things that you can use to help locate your town of origin for your Italian ancestors. So go check that website out, and I will leave the link in the show notes in the description. Thanks so much for watching or listening to the podcast today. It really means a lot to me. I would love to hear from you if you enjoyed the podcast. Share it with your family, friends, share it on social media, and tag me. I would love to see it. Remember to hit subscribe, and we will see you next week.